New research suggests that diabetes may not be increasing in this country as quickly as public health officials had feared. The finding is a surprise to some researchers because there has been a dramatic rise in obesity, one of the major risk factors for diabetes. NPR's John Hamilton has more.
Health officials haven't spent much time arguing about the nation's diabetes problem. Just about everyone agrees it's getting worse. Catherine Cowie, a diabetes researcher at the National Institutes of Health, says that conclusion is based on lots of research.
Over the last several decades, there has been a very steady increase in the self-reported prevalence of diabetes.
Self-reported prevalence means the number of people who tell researchers that they've been diagnosed with the disease. Studies using this approach found that diabetes increased by about 33% during the 1990s. During the same period, government figures show that obesity increased even more. Cowie wanted to confirm those figures by looking at research on blood samples instead of relying on self-reports. Studies using self-reports can miss people who have the disease but haven't yet been diagnosed, or who have a condition that often precedes diabetes. Cowie says her research, published this week, showed that diabetes overall increased by only about 5% between 1990 and 2000, far less than the reported 33% rise.
It was a surprise, and it was a surprise because of the steady increase in diabetes that we have observed over time with other surveys, and surprising due to the fact that we know that the proportion of the population who is obese and the proportion of the population who is extremely obese is increasing over time.
About 1 in 5 adults is now obese, and health officials had expected many of them to develop diabetes. But not Dr. James Warham of the Joslin Diabetes Center in Boston. He says he wasn't entirely surprised by the results of the new study.
My reaction is that the epidemic of diabetes has been exaggerated. It's not as steep an increase as certain data had indicated.
Warham says studies that use self-reported information just aren't as definitive as those that use blood samples. He's inclined to put more faith in this study than in earlier ones.
Diabetes has been on an increase for a long time, but it's been much more gradual, and a sudden increase, like what was advertised as a 33% increase within a decade. Gee, that sounded too bad to be true.
Catherine Cowie says she'd like to believe that, but that the new diabetes numbers may turn out to be just a statistical blip.
Or what we may find is that the increase in obesity that we're finding, there may be a delay and there may be a plateau, but then it may increase again, too. So we're not out of the woods yet.
It can take many years for extra weight to cause diabetes, so the rise in obesity during the 1990s might not have produced an increase in diabetes in her study, but could still cause a big surge in the disease later this decade. Also, Cowie says the new study looked only at Americans who were at least 20 years old. The most alarming increases in diabetes have been among teenagers.
The important thing here is that we are finding in 1999 to 2000 that there is still a substantial proportion of the population that has diabetes. 8.3% of the population has diabetes. And one-third of that is this undiagnosed type of diabetes.
That means there are at least 5 million Americans who aren't getting care for the disease because they don't know they have it. The study also found that an additional 12 million Americans have a condition that often leads to diabetes, especially among people who don't start exercising more and eating less. John Hamilton, NPR News.